why we come together, not only on Epiphany to celebrate the light of Christ, but also celebrate what we call the Last Supper, the Eucharist, Communion. There's so many ways that we can celebrate. Jesus said to do this in remembrance of me. As they gathered in the upper room, they were all Hebrews at the time. The new church of Christianity was just starting to come about. In fact, before we were called Christians, we were called the Way, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so when they gathered for Passover, which they were celebrating being delivered out of the bondage of Egypt, one of the meals that they used to do, or the feast, or festivals, or however you want to call it, was to gather and celebrate the Passover meal, which meant that the death angel passed over all of the Israelites and the young people, because the Egyptian guy was mad at them too, and he didn't want them to escape, but God protected them, and they were delivered out of the bondage of Egypt. We celebrate that today because we are delivered out of the bondage of sin. We are all sinners saved by grace. Does that mean we'll never sin again? No, but when we do, we repent, and we are made well, we are made clean and whole. That's the symbolism of Holy Communion. When they gathered in the upper room for the Passover meal, they were going through the rituals of all of it, and when Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and he lifted it to heaven, and he told them, this will represent my body, which will be broken for you. Tina, could you help? And then he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, and he said, take, eat. This represents my broken body, which will be broken for the forgiveness of sin. And then likewise, after supper, he took in the cup. And again, he lifted it to heaven and gave thanks. And he gave God thanks. O King of the universe, who brought forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup. And he gave it to them and he told them to drink. But this cup will represent the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin. They really didn't understand it too much what he was talking about, but they did know from their traditional and their Hebrew theology that there was no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. Now, this guy saying he's going to shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin for all. And that's what Jesus commanded us, to do this in remembrance of him. I thank Tina for preparing a traditional Holy Communion with real bread and real juice, but we do have the little cups if you want to use those. But sometimes it's just nice to come to the altar and partake of the meal that God has prepared for us, and it's become a tradition to kneel at the altar just in quiet and take the bread and the cup and remember what God has done for you. And just to be still and know that I'm God, and at the end, and we dismiss the table. But it's a wonderful way to seal the grace of God in the shedding of his own blood for the forgiveness of our sin, and being able to encourage one another in the faith. Let's serve Travis first. Travis, the body and blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of sin, take to your comfort. Thank you, Jesus. The table has been set for you. Come as the Spirit leads, that Tina and I may be able to serve you what we call the means of grace. What a joy it is to come to celebrate breaking of the bread. Do you ever wonder why we like to come to church and gather and break bread or eat? It's because of this duty, the cup which represents the blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Sandra? Don and Pat, the blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take to your comfort, Deborah, the blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Joanne, the blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of not only your sin, but mine and of the whole world. Linda, take to your comfort the blood of Christ. Thank you.